We are holding in Klal Dalid, Siv Beis. So it's a continuation of last night, so let me chazer over. We're talking about, speaking about other people, that they did something wrong. Someone did an Aveira. So, you think, well, someone did an Aveira, maybe you're allowed to say that a person did the Aveira. The person did the Aveira. So the answer is no. Since speaking about him doing the Aveira, person would be embarrassed by it, person would be hurt by it. That's called Lashon Hara. So the Chofetz Chaim continues and says, in Siv Beis, Ve'ein Chiluk V'zeh, and this halacha that we just said, it doesn't make a difference. Ben Mulav Gomor Asei Gemura Daraisam Afursim Shuaser. Doesn't make a difference if the Aveira the person did is a definitive Lo Sasei, a Lav, or an essay deraisa, which bevadeis vazim ha'oluf nei hashomea deisipur, certainly would be totally embarrassed or totally put down by you know, a person said he did gneiva, he did chil shabbos chas v'shalom, he didn't put on tefillin, so that's deraisa that he violated. So if you say that, certainly the person would be embarrassed. But even afilu mudavish ein is harim b'zehav harim ma'amei hamonei Yisrael. Let's say something that not everybody is so careful about and won't be so embarrassed. Like you say, this guy spoke Lashon Hara. You say, this guy was talking during Davin. He was talking after Berachos Kriyas Shema, which is Aser, and the Din in the Mishnah, it's Nave Aser. But, you know, unfortunately, it's, you know, maybe some people aren't so careful, so he wouldn't feel so bad. If I told you, you know, if Reuven says to Shimon, hey, yesterday I saw Levi speaking in the middle of Birkos Kriyas Shema, so it could be Levi wouldn't be so mizbaza by Zay, he wouldn't be so embarrassed, because after all, maybe it's not such a big aveira, so to speak. Kigon Lomar, or he gives an example. Kigon Lomar lecha chena rotsa luma toira, oshadavar ploni shasipu sheker. Let's say he says, you know, Reuven wasn't learning Bahasmada yesterday. You know, Reuven wasn't learning yesterday in yeshiva. Okay, so there are days you don't learn so well, whatever it is, you know. So that is Lashon Hara. He violated the mitzvah to say a bit, you know, of Talmud Torah. And even though it's something that perhaps a lot of people, unfortunately, are not mizrin, and maybe he won't be so embarrassed, saying that somebody did something against the Torah, whether it be a Nisar Gomor or not, is Lashon Hara. Right? Or you say the guy said something which was sheker. Again, if you're talking about toeles, which means a person asks you, is Reuven an honest person? I want to hire him in a position of where, you know, a person needs integrity for a job. And you have to say whether Reuven's an honest person or not. And you know Reuven is a lawyer, so then later on we're going to learn in Klal Yud what the rules and regulations are of saying that. Okay? But barring that, if someone to say over that someone did that is Lashon Hara. Chokhi Yotav Zeh, Alfa Pikin, Osir, Kevin Shal Kalpano, Vidvar, Huish, Enenu, Mekayim, Zotayra. Anything that you say that implies, that says, that this individual did something against the Torah, that is considered, you know, think of it this way. There are things that we're sensitive about, things that aren't sensitive about, right? The objective truth, the objective right thing to do in this world, according to is our Torah, right? According to our Torah, right? According to Judaism, the objective right thing to do is to follow Torah. So if you don't follow Torah, objectively speaking, you are doing the wrong thing. And therefore, if I speak about you and I say that you did not follow a Torah precept, that is Lashon Hara. A few sarvel of anfei mitzvos on shahu atzer and v'mamon. It's a little cheap. You know, he doesn't wear a tie on Shabbos, he doesn't wear a nice shirt, whatever that. Shadav is a nichlal mitzvah sasei the zachar. It's part of the mitzvah sasei of zachar yom Shabbos sakatcho, which calls the sefer charedim. A feel a mitzvah the rabbana ba'alma, or even if it's only on a level of rabbinical law. Sheimaru shein roy las is a davar lachatchila. Even if it's something that Chazal made a gzeira that you shouldn't do. And again, even if you say it not in front of him, emesh roba atzma shosav dover gam kain otzer. The Chofetz Chaim is emphasizing over here all the possibilities. Anytime you say something about it that someone is an avarian, did an aveira, that's otzer. Siv gimel. Ah, However, there are some details, he says, that I'd like to explain when it comes to this rule. What kind of person is it that you are speaking about? If he's like an average guy, he's an average person. What is an average person, we're saying? His definition, average person of the Beinoni is someone who in general would like to guard himself from doing Averis. He doesn't want to do Averis, but he sometimes does Averis because he's Nikshal. That's an average person. And therefore the fact that he did it, he didn't do it the mazid. He didn't do it because he wants to do the Averis. He did it because, you know, it's a horror, whatever it is, Lomas Kavin, he didn't mean to do it, whatever it is. Or he made a mistake, he didn't know it was Usar. He thinks that, you know, learning Torah is a really nice thing that the real religious people do. It's very nice. It's not something you have to do, you know. We're not talking during davening. Wow, that's for the frumis. That's a chumrah. He doesn't realize the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to talk. I mean, once you say Baruch Hu, it's absolutely awesome to talk. It's awesome. You know, he didn't realize that. He thought it was just a chumrah. Azayah, feel a ru, kama palm, shavar al zav. Even if you saw this person violate this rule many times, the so you can assume, still, he's doing it by mistake, he's doing it because he doesn't know, he's doing it because he didn't realize, he's doing it because he made a mistake. Therefore, it's usher to reveal this, because otherwise he will what? Be embarrassed in front of other people. But feel and even in front of himself, in other words, he shouldn't be embarrassed. But also, listen also over that. As we said, you're not allowed to hate such a Jew, Chas v'Shalom. You have to don him the Kavskos. You have to judge him favorably. After all, if he would know that, in other words, you have to assume, even if I told him, he wouldn't do it. Chas v'Shalom. Maybe if he knew the rule, if he knew the importance of this rule, he wouldn't do it. That's what you have to assume. As we mentioned earlier. However, Ava, let's see if we can try to cut down here. All right, so he's going to continue. What happens? Let me just mention it so we remember for tomorrow. We're going to continue with Dalid tomorrow. We're going to see what happens if we're talking about a person who's not just a Beinoni. This guy is a guy who does a lot of Averis, and he does Averis because he's machaving to do Averis, and, you know, unfortunately this guy is in a bad way. You know what I'm saying? He's in a bad way. He's amazed at doing a lot of Averis. So the question is, can you talk about such a person, about his Averis? Because he's a person who's clearly, you know, violating Hashem's laws on purpose, and he does not embarrass by it. This is what he does. Is that called Lashon Hara? Okay, so we'll whet your appetite for tomorrow, Mitzvah Shabbat. Okay, Shabbat, everybody.